Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we are in the middle of the Eagle family field, where right now they are finishing up picking of lettuce. I am pleased to be joined by our health commissioner, Dr. Gail Burstein. And, whoa! Just made a bit. You say you can have all the planning in the world and then Mother Nature can turn it around. A little better than I think it was going to be in a few hours when it rains. But I'm Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars, and we're here to talk about food safety and the food that's produced here in our own community. We are here in the middle of the Eagle family field, where they have just finished picking some lettuce and will be picking more later in the upcoming hours and days to promote the food that we sell in our region, but also the food that is safe in this region. A lot of people are always considering where their food coming from. And we'd like to remind people that here in Erie County, especially the town of Eden, it is the breadbasket of our region. A lot of the produce that you see here in Eden goes not only in the city of Buffalo and across Erie County, but all of Western New York, and for that matter, New York State, the Eastern Seaboard, and other parts of the country. And what we've often seen from, unfortunately, other areas of the country is there's questions about the safety of the food that's being produced. And as we know, there was, unfortunately, a recall with regards to romaine lettuce, not from this area, but from the southwestern part of the United States. And some people may be wondering, is romaine lettuce safe to eat? Well, if it's produced here in the farms in the Eden Valley, it is safe to eat. Want people to understand that we have some of the greatest crop production that comes out of produce farms in the Northeast here in Eden in Erie County. And so when you're going shopping, make certain that you demand from your local grocer locally sourced food, especially produce like you see here that's growing right now and what's behind me, lettuce that's behind me that will soon be picked and it will soon be on the store shelves in your local retailer as long as they sell locally produced food. It is safe, it is healthy, and if you ever want to know where your food's coming from, you can find out pretty quickly by the food that's produced here at Eagle's or Zittle's or the Henry Farms, because you can drive right by it when you drive down right down Route 62 in the town of Eden. I've had the pleasure of touring these farms in the past, and they're tremendous facilities. Agriculture is a big part of our local economy. People think of agriculture and they think of other parts of the United States, but we need to remember that agricultural economy is a big part of our local economy in Erie County, and the Eden Valley growers are one of the big reasons for it. Whether it's dairy up in our northern and eastern part of the county, or of course what we have here in Eden Valley, we have an agricultural community that is strong and an economy that is based off of the agriculture that you see right around me here. Everybody knows about the Eden Valley corn. And when the corn comes out, we all like to enjoy it, especially with the corn festival. But they need to know that there's so many other varieties of produce that are made here, that are produced here, that are going to be served on shelves all across our region's grocers, our Western New York grocers, and of course, all across the Eastern Seaboard. That it's not just corn. It is lettuce. It is kale. It is the other types of items that you'll see. I know they have a great broccoli production. You have a tomato production. We were just passing by some of the other zucchini and eggplant that they come here. If it basically can be grown, you will find it in this area of Eden, New York. And it is safe. We want to let people know that it is safe. It's important that people understand that. If they question the safety of their food, these individuals, these family farmers who've been farming this land for generations, understand that food safety is the most important aspect. Because if you lose that, it's tough to get that credibility back. And so they work very hard every day to ensure the food that we eat, the food that we put on our plate, the food that's grown here, is the safest possible food that you can find. With that, I'm going to introduce our health commissioner, Dr. Gail Burstein, who's going to talk about those food safety issues. And I'm going to try to hold this sign that talks about how salads that are romaine and other lettuce that's produced here is safe. You don't don't have to question it, and you can know that food that's produced in the Eden Valley is not only tasty and nutritious, it is safe food. So, Dr. Burstein.
Thank you.
Hopefully I don't blow away.
Yeah. Thank you. So I would like to echo what our county executive has talked about with, in terms of food safety of our local growers. We know that in the past when we've seen food outbreaks nationally or even outbreaks that have affected our local supermarkets, the growers have been from outside this area. We know that all the local growers in our area have a very robust food safety plan, and it is do not see food outbreaks from produce generated from this area. And I also want to reinforce that the recent romaine lettuce associated food outbreak was from a grower on the other side of the country, from Yuma, Arizona. That outbreak is over. There haven't been any new cases in over 21 days. And so that lettuce is deemed to be safe. We also know that the lettuce here has always been safe, including the romaine. How can you give up a Caesar salad? So I just want to reinforce to everybody that salad from this area is safe. It's healthy. It's low cal. You can just put some, and it should be really part of your daily diet. You just put a piece of lettuce on your sandwich. Have a salad. It's healthy and low-cal and has a lot of nutrients in it. And another advantage of buying local is that over time, like the nutrients, like the minerals and vitamins in local fresh produce can kind of dissipate over time. So if you buy fresh, you know it hasn't been sitting out on the shelf for an extended period of time, and you know that it has its maximum value of nutrients and vitamins and minerals that can keep you healthy as well as giving you a satisfied meal. You know, also another great place to buy local produce is in the farmers markets. We have a robust chain of farmers markets throughout Erie County, and we go shopping at a farmers market every Saturday during the warmer months. So just want to reinforce, support your local growers. It's healthy, it's safe, and there's no reason not to. So thank you.
Thank you, Doc. The family farms that are here in Eden have been here for generations, and they truly are family farms that are being passed on from one generation to the next. I've had the pleasure to know various individuals from the families, the Siddles, the Eagles, the Henrys, and it's always good to see the new faces, the next generation come, because this is going to be their, this is theirs. And with that, I'd like to introduce first Matt Eagle, because this is, I believe, Eagle Farms right here, to tell what they're growing here and the work that they do to ensure the safety of the food that we eventually consume. So Matt?
Thank you. So with any of the produce we grow, we know there's an inherent risk in the possibility of some contamination being there, and we're very regimented on making sure that we put the systems in place to keep it as safe as possible. Avoiding the technical parts, we make sure that the water is safe, we make sure that all the people who are harvesting the produce are handling it properly, and we make sure if we do wash it that the quality of the water used in it and the final product is as safe as we can make it. Our family's been doing the on-farm food safety program, being certified, since 2007. I can remember growing up, we didn't necessarily have all those systems formalized, but we did a lot of them. And once the markets that we sold to asked us to formalize and get the certifications, we just kind of locked everything in. And every year we do our best to improve on the quality of our product as well as keeping a safe product for the customers.
And I appreciate all the work that you and your family and your staff do to ensure the safety of the food that we consume. I've had the pleasure to know Paul Zittel for a long time. He's sort of the patriarch of the Zittel family, and Paul works with me with regards to issues when they need help, whether it's from New York State or the New York Farm Bureau, to ensure that the Eden Valley growers get the assistance they need, especially for new equipment. Paul couldn't be here today, but he is joined by what would be considered one of his great nephews, just to show the wide variety of the individuals that work on these farms. Evan Zittel, for Evan, I ask him to come up and talk about some of the work that they're doing and the produce that they're growing right now.
Evan. Yeah, so our family has, I'm going to be the fifth generation taking over our family farm, and ever since I can remember, and even stories from my father and grandfather, is they've always wanted to try to produce a safe product. And we always like to tell people that if we're going to feed it to our families and eat it ourselves, it's definitely safe for you to buy and eat yourself. So Matt said it very well, that we've worked really hard to make sure we keep up a quality of food safety, and make sure that we're providing the best possible product to the customers.
Once again, the food, the produce that is grown here and eaten, not only are you, would you be supporting your local farmer, you're getting a safe product. I want everyone to understand that. And you should demand from your retailers locally sourced food. You should demand that the produce, whether it's one of the larger supermarket chains or a smaller one, comes from one of the Eden Valley growers. You should demand that if they are looking at various milk products, they're not buying from national sort of milk that's coming from Iowa or Nebraska. They're buying from our local milk dairy producers here in Erie County and Wyoming County. The number one portion of the economy in Wyoming County and parts of Genesee is dairy. We know that agriculture, including the produce that's grown here, is a very big part of our local economy, and we want people to support it by demanding from their local retailer that they buy product, they buy produce, and they buy dairy from local farmers. And in that way, we support our local economy, and we guarantee you get the safest, freshest food that you possibly can. With that, open up to any questions. Well, I think there's a worry about that. We're here to say that there's nothing here that's unsafe. We want people to understand it is very safe here. But after that scare, and it was a legitimate issue considering what happened in Arizona, people start questioning the safety of food in general. And so we want people to understand that it is safe, and that what happened there is not happening here. And you can guarantee that you're going to get safe food if you're buying produce that was sourced locally, because we know exactly the work that they're done and the safety mechanisms that they've put in place to ensure that the food that they grow, that they pick, that is then sold in the local retailers, is not only fresh and tasty, but it's safe.
Sure. I mean, we, we're well aware of the agricultural practices that are risk factors that can lead to outbreaks, and we believe that our local growers are, of course, also aware, and they do not follow any of those risky practices. I mean, I feel that the food, especially including the romaine lettuce that's grown here locally, is so safe. That's what I feed my family at night, and I think if it's safe enough for us. My husband's a gastroenterologist too. He treats infectious diarrhea, and we buy all our produce when we can at a local farmer's market to get local produce, including the lettuce. So I highly encourage you to support, again, local produce. It's healthy, it's safe, and there's really no reason not to support local.
Last year when I was doing a tour of the area with Paul Zittel, he had me in the cornfield over there. It was basically about a month from now, and they were just at the time of starting to pick that great white corn, that sweet corn they had, and he picked a ear right off of the stalk, shook it, and said, "Try it." I said, "Aren't we supposed to boil this?" He goes, "Taste it. It's safe, and it's so good you don't even need to boil it." And he was right. I trust them out here. It's as simple as that. I know the practices that they put in place. I trust them. I've seen it. If you actually see them from when they pick it to when they put it in their storage facilities and how they box it, they have exemplary practices here, and we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, so it's pretty early on for a lot of our produce, but we do have some lettuce going to Wegmans and Tops in a few different places.
I know you've got some kale
going to a few places, so not a whole lot right now, but it's definitely going to be a lot more coming up soon here.
For the agriculture industry out here, does it get the best business for the farmers?
gets very dependent on the farm, who you have the closest relationship with, what your best customer base is. I know a lot of farms, some good family friends that do very well with farmers markets. We've always kind of been more into the retail end and wholesale end. So I think it's very dependent on the farm itself.
There's no other questions. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.